Matt found a map of the world with ancient sites marked on it. If you hovered the mouse pointer over a site, a set of coordinates popped up, giving its longitude and latitude. A pop-up menu from the right mouse button gave him access to data about each site, both archaeological data and details of the state of the site today. It even listed who owned it, and Matt found that many were owned by A.H., followed by a date. When Atticus Harper had acquired it, he guessed. He glanced at his watch and was amazed to find that it was almost half an hour since Catherine Feather had left him. Probably time to log off and head back to his room. He reached for the mouse, and a shadow fell across the screen. "What are you doing?" a soft female voice asked. "I nearly died," Matt told her when he'd recovered from the shock. "You might, if Harper finds you," Robin said. She told him it wasn't difficult to work out the code for the door and apologized, while grinning, for surprising him. In return, Matt showed her the data he'd found. "What do you mean?" She shrugged. "Just that I don't trust him. Or that woman."
"Just because she called you a child," Matt teased.
Robin didn't try to deny it. "Not just that," she said. "When she left you here, she actually checked on me, came to my room, and opened the door to see if I was asleep. Probably had some plausible excuse ready and waiting in case I wasn't."
"But you weren't," Matt pointed out. "She doesn't know that. The light was out and I was in bed."
"You expected her to check up on you, didn't you?" Matt realized. "Blimey, you're devious."
"Blimey, I'm right," she told him. "Why don't you see what it says about this place?"
She pointed to the map that Matt had brought up on the screen. "She's just concerned that you're okay, probably," Matt said. Not thinking, he clicked the left button on the marker for the waterfall pyramid, not the right one. And instead of a pop-up menu, the screen changed completely. He cursed and moved the mouse, wondering how to get back.
"No, leave it," Robin said. "What is that?"
It was a three-dimensional model. A wireframe representation of a building, all lines and contours, with none of the walls or floors or detail filled in. "It isn't the pyramid," Matt realized. "It's the wrong shape.
It's all curves. Can you get it to paint the rest of it so we can see the thing properly? What do you call it when the computer paints it all in? Rendering?"
There were some controls and buttons on a panel at the bottom of the screen. Some of them, Matt knew, would tilt the picture or move the screen's point of view through the model so it would look as if you were walking through the real place. He experimented with a few of the controls, and after a while managed to get a picture of the whole structure. It was still just a framework, but it was more obvious now that it was a building.